a lot of what's being done here is more bureaucratic than anything else, from lowering the speed limit on the northern part of the road to more visible crosswalks. Altogether, the plan calls for spending $2 million and developing a larger plan over more time to see if this all works. The study says there's no cash right now for a long-term plan. The key problem is pedestrian accidents, five of which were fatal over 5 years. The study says there's no specific hotspot for problems. Amherst Supervisor Brian Culpa says the plan might help.
It's a good immediate step, you know, and certainly the state spending $2 million on the boulevard is a good thing. It is a step. I think that the study actually recognizes that it's not a long-term answer and that there needs to be some follow-up about long-term answers. But it is it's a step that should certainly help things.
A professional planner, Culpa says there are all sorts of measures which might ease the situation on the heavily traveled road, like more police enforcement. But he says the boulevard is badly designed. In his words, the geometries are bad to handle a vast load of traffic on what is considered by surrounding neighborhoods there, Main Street. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.